AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. It could be the Mediterranean's deadliest mass drowning. Only a few dozen people have been saved from an overturned fishing boat that was smuggling migrants from Libya to Europe. One survivor says there were as many as 700 people on the boat. Laurent Jolz with the UN's Refugee Agency says this is part of a growing migrant crisis.
We've had 1.5 years now to talk about that and discuss that and plan for that. And only now we hear that the EU and governments are all sort of starting to discuss that and saying it's unacceptable, we have to do something. And said, but something needs to be done, it's clear.
Migrants have aimed for Europe's shores for many years in an attempt to get away from war, persecution and conflict in Africa, the Middle East and Asia. The severe weather that hit Texas this weekend is moving east. John Hart at the Storm Prediction Center says storms are moving through Alabama, Georgia, and Florida.
There have been a handful of wind damage and brief tornado reports across that region this morning, and the risk of severe weather will extend eastward this afternoon into more of Georgia, North Florida, and into South Carolina as well.
Tornado watches and some warnings have been up through those areas. The names of 168 people were read today in Oklahoma City.
Our grandfather, David
Jack Walker.
On this day in 1995, they were killed in the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building. Among the speakers, former President Bill Clinton, who said Oklahoma City has done something good as a result of something so evil.
For 20 years, you have honored the memories of your loved ones. You have inspired us with the power of your renewal. You have reminded us that we should all live by the Oklahoma standard.
Ethiopia says it's working to verify the authenticity of a video claiming to show Ethiopian Christians being killed by Islamic State militants in Libya. This is AP Radio News. Doug Hughes, the mail carrier from Florida who landed a gyrocopter on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol, is worried the message he was trying to get out isn't being heard.
We need to be worried not about whether or not somebody can fly into D.C. We need to be worried about the piles of money that are going into Congress.
He was trying to send a message about campaign finance reform. Hughes' house arrest begins tomorrow in Florida, and he will wear an electronic monitoring ankle bracelet until a court hearing next month in Washington, D.C. Vin Diesel and crew are number one at the box office again.
It'll be my way. And my crew.
I assumed you might say that, which is why I've taken the liberty of gathering your team.
Fast and Furious 7 is losing some steam, but for a third weekend in a row, it sold the most tickets at theaters. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 finished a close second place. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.